Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is just Grim Rants into the Heavens. I'm going to talk about some things and play Castlevania Chronicles 3 Dracula's Curse, which is a lot harder than the original. Oh, they do have a load game. Great, because when you see how hard the first boss is, you'll understand. Now, the developer worked really hard on this game, and he said he's going to take a break and play Mega Man X4 now. That's a favorite game of his, and after all this work, he feels he deserves it, and I think he does too. This game was 16 years in the making. The original beta goes back to 2014. Of course, they took some time to make Castlevania Chronicles 2, but yeah, Chronicles 3 was basically dug back up, gone back through, fixed, repaired, you know, all that good stuff, and now it's fully ready to play and should be fun, but it's also very difficult. So at any rate, guys, basically what I'm going to say is, first of all, I have to go back on some things I said about Sirius. Sirius and I basically have been talking for the last few hours, and it was a very big misunderstanding. He had heard some things. He did not believe those things, but he wanted to make sure exactly what was going on, because apparently the rumor mill was high and everything in the world had been said about me. And I'll also set the record straight about another thing, but first let's talk about this real quickly. Basically, you know the deal with the police and all that, and the girls and all that crap that happened. Look, none of those are connected. The 20 years ago thing was 20 years ago. He even saw, like, eye to eye on that. A lot of the other guys, you know, in the chat at the time, they said, oh, yeah, that's nothing wrong about that. Even in some countries, that's cool. That doesn't mean I'd do anything like that today. But, yeah, back in those times, it was more commonplace, and it wasn't a big deal. And we had a very good intellectual discussion on that. It's just that there was a lot of things that were just a lot of misplaced anger. That's what it was, misplaced anger. I didn't have the full story. I really went off on Sirius, and Sirius had no ill will towards me at all, so I felt like an ass. Like, I felt really fucking bad, because that's not what you do to somebody who's got your back. And I even badmouthed him to Drex, and I apologize for all that. I was just really, really upset. At the time, there was a lot going on. I was like, man, I was a victim, and all these guys are saying things about me, and all this sort of thing. So we got it all squared away, and of course there's no issues. But then there was the issue where I supposedly had posted CP in Phil's server, which absolutely is not true. See, there's been a lot of people saying something about that, and I'll just go over that very briefly. So there is a group on Facebook called Cursed AI. Basically, it's a group where people post all kinds of really crazy AI pictures. Sometimes they're really cool, and sometimes they're, you know, memes or making fun of the libs or making fun of the rights. It's a free for all over there, right? But they do have mods and they do have rules. And at the time, the Epstein list had been released, and of course, people were making jokes and memes about Stephen Hawking, because he's considered to be one of the most brilliant minds in the world. And to hear him getting up to his escapades, you know, it led to many memes. So there was a meme that I had shared of a bunch of pictures of where he apparently had gone on vacation, and he was smoking out of a bong, and there were all these women. Now, one thing about it, even though the Epstein girls were apparently, you know, very young, the AI did not do that, because AI doesn't do that, especially like Midjourney, which is what the guy was using. So all the women in the picture were adults. They were adult age. I actually went and looked back at the pictures before I deleted them. So there was absolutely nothing there to discern that these were, you know, in fact, minors. They were women generated by the algorithm to be, I guess, I don't know, beautiful women surrounding him. And of course, you know, there was a pile of coke and there was a big, like I said, smoking out of a bong and just all kinds of over the top things you would see in Mad Magazine. Like, for those who remember Mad Magazine, it was kind of something like that, where they take it and just blow it all out of proportion and make fun of it, because it was just so insane of a situation, you know? It's obviously not a great thing, but it was highly unexpected, and it led to a lot of memes back in the day, so I shared it, and I thought, well, back in the time, and, you know, I thought it would be funny. I thought, you know, oh, that's crazy. Look what somebody had done. Even though I'd seen some things with AI that were a little crazy in that group. And, I mean, crazier than this. And, yeah, that was... I mean, there's been some stuff that, like, they have made things with AI that I just can't unsee. And I'm not saying they're illegal things. I'm just saying, oh, my God, they're... they're disgusting, grotesque, monster-looking, crazy, just otherworldly, alien-looking things. And I'm like, oh my God, that's insane. But yeah, that's what you get in that kind of group. And of course, there were some really cool things too. Like, one guy made a thing where Kratos was being forgiven by Jesus Christ. I thought that was very cool. So there's been some really cool stuff made on there, too. It's not just all fucked up shit. And there's been a lot of different memes I've saved, you know. Because, I mean, not really memes, but pictures I've saved. Because some are really, really good. Some of the people that are in those groups are very skilled. And I know we don't want to call them artists, but they just really knew their prompting, and they could make stuff that was much better than, you know, what I could do on a good day. Because I've made some pretty detailed prompts for some of the things that I've done in our little thumbnails on videos. But they have gone above and beyond, and people were actually asking questions. How did you make it do this? How did you make it do that? How did you make it do this? I've never seen anything like that. You know, there are people definitely in programming fields and movie fields, stuff like that. Because everybody's anonymous. Nobody knows who's who sometimes. And they kind of want to keep it that way. Because they could be working with Hollywood or some other sort of different studio. And they may be kind of fucking around with it, testing out designs, seeing what people think of it. Oh, this might be a good idea to use in a movie. This might be something we can do. You know, there's always people testing things. Even the cyberpunk developer CD Projekt Red said they did mess around with generative AI just to see what it worked, just to see what it would be like. They said it wasn't necessarily for them at this current stage, but it's something that, you know, again, it has its applications. So, even this game has AI voices. All the voices are generated by AI voice actors from the Netflix series. Now, they haven't gotten upset about that. I thought there would be hell, but maybe they just don't know about it. Anyway, I think it's done really well, and it doesn't sound bland or boring. I think they've done a very good job with that. I don't mind the AI if it's done for non-nefarious purposes, and I consider a tribute fan game to be non-nefarious. It's a tribute fan game. This is one of my favorite games as a kid growing up, and I wanted to make my own version in a higher graphical style. He also did all the music for this game, so all the metal you're hearing is him. It's his guitar. He's a very good musician. I've followed him for a very long time. Oh yeah, he's really hard. He's like I said, you saw how little damage I took from him. Or how little damage I did to him. Sorry, I'm a little tired. It is 1 a.m. I was going to drink, but I put away the alcohol, the drink I was going to mix. I said, nah, I'm not going to do that tonight. Maybe tomorrow during the game that we play. I don't know if that's going to be... I think you guys would have a fit if I didn't do the Treasure of Nadia, but we'll figure that out later. Anyway, yeah, that was pretty much all that was. It was just a funny meme, you know. I went back and I looked at the characters again and said, okay, was this... was this young people? And I looked at it again and I said no, because the AI didn't generate that. It generated adult looking women. And again, it was meant to be a humor sort of thing. It's not meant to suggest, oh, this was a good idea, or, you know, this was a cool, look how cool that was. No, obviously it's part of a cursed AI group, and the purpose was to, you know, exaggerate what crazy shit went on in that island. And again, I don't condone anything on that island, and I think all that mess should be shut down. But it was still a funny meme, and I think we're allowed to have some sort of sense of humor on this, you know, in this world. You know, they say, oh, you can only punch up, you can't punch down. And I'm like, look, that's really dark humor, and we can still have dark humor in the world, I think, you know. But it also goes back to, and, you know, Sirius and I were talking about this, and it just makes a lot of sense. But basically, there was, you know, I mean, everybody knows about the whole Maggot Bates thing and how degenerate and crazy that is. We're not even going to beat around the bush. Some of you guys actually watched me play through that and got my real honest emotions from that shit. Like, me literally being freaked the fuck out. That's real emotion, dude. That's crazy. But the fact of the matter is, guys, yeah, he's really hard. He's really hard. I think they've made him too hard. I know I have hearts, but the hearts don't seem to do anything. Like, the special attack with the hearts, it doesn't seem to work. And a lot of people are having... One person complained that they couldn't beat this boss. So I may not be able to show you anything past this boss, because he's extremely difficult. The full game is on YouTube, obviously. You can watch other people play it and do a much better job than me. But basically what we had likened this to is... And I was the one that said this. I'm like, okay, so basically my problem was... I was trying to introduce guys who like Disturbed, Korn, Slipknot, Limp Bizkit, you know, bands like that that I still listen to. I have all their discographies, you know. I'm a big fan of them. I've got their records in many cases. And, you know, I still like those bands. But it's basically me introducing these guys to something like, let's see here. Let me go through my little playlist here, my Grimms list. I can find some things right here if and when my app loads. We'll wait, see if that loads up. When that loads up, I'll go through some of the songs here and show you maybe why some people would be like, oh, I don't know about that. All right, so let's see here. Like, I'm going through some of these. It hasn't been that crazy. Let's see. Like, Naked Among Wolves, From Heaven Shall Burn. That is a hell of a song. It's really hardcore. Behind the Wall of Silence, From Heaven Shall Burn. You've got... Let's see here. What have we got here? The Last Embrace from Disgust. I was listening to that. Chainsaw Masturbation from Debauchery. That was live. I listened to that. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize the guy that is in that band, he's actually a former philosophy teacher. And they told him, they said, well, you know, you can't teach philosophy and be in this crazy death metal band. And he said, well, fine, I won't teach philosophy anymore. He found another job, and he has continued to be in Debauchery, which is Germany's, like, premier death and roll. And when I say death and roll, I mean it's like death metal vocals, but with rock and roll kind of tunes, right? So, I mean, they still do death metal, but they do, like, a, you know, like, rock type songs too, and he's got like two other vocal styles that he devotes completely other band, completely different bands to. And he'll do the whole thing in German, or he'll do the whole thing in English, or he'll do the whole thing in clean vocals, because he's got Blood God, and Blood God is the whole records in clean vocals, where he'll sound something more like Judas Priest, or, you know, not with the growly stuff. But it's like me trying to, or Into the Grave, you know, let's see, Putrefaction of the Corpse, which is their demos. Like, stuff like that, a little more hardcore, maybe Enslaved, Hordainsland, you know, just stuff I've been listening to. A little more hardcore stuff, right? Let's see, let's go into, I mean, these guys, you know, they like Trivium, they like Megadeth, they like, I mean, I have that stuff on here. I got Rob Zombie, you know, but I've got, Unleashed also, of course, death metal. There's a bunch of stuff on here. Even Cradle of Filth might be a little bit much for some people. It's just not everybody's thing. And people are like, Cradle, really? That Hot Topic band? Well, you know, they're not really. They had that mentality back in the 2000s, but they have changed and they've gotten way more popular and respected. They're actually going back to their old school style, according to their keyboardist. The last update I had when I was on social media, or Facebook rather, was that she had wrapped up everything for the keyboards and they were going a more old school style. So I'm looking forward to that. You also had, again, maybe, I'm trying to find something that's like hard fucking core. I mean, it's a mix, guys. There's so much shit on here. I'd be going through forever looking for something, right? But, yeah, there's just a lot of music, basically, that is just not for everyone. And basically what I did, without having to go through all this stuff again and again, because you don't want that, is basically I introduced them to, like, I was like, oh yeah, you gotta listen to stuff like Grave, and stuff like Endseeker, and stuff like Cannibal Corpse, and, you know, really fucking hardcore. I mean, he even said, like, it was just some chick screaming, which I absolutely do have. There's definitely music I listen to where it's a chick screaming. There's actually been a lot more of that recently compared to the men screaming. It's kind of more like a feminist kind of thing where all these. But one of the interesting things about that, though, is these chicks are screaming, but they also do the clean singing vocal. You know, they prove that they can also sing. And that does get on a little bit of my nerves, because there has been some really good, like Angela Gassow, obviously, from Arch Enemy. Amazing, amazing vocalist. And I'm not going to say that Alyssa White Glues isn't a decent vocalist, but she's not to Angela's level. And of course, she added the clean vocals to one of the most known Swedish melodic death metal bands out there, which would be Arch Enemy. Of course, the John Leva days, a lot of people remember Burning Bridges, you know, just a great, great record. And of course, Wages of Sin is the first one that Angela was on. That's still an untouchable record, just incredible playing from I can't even think of his name now, but one of the brothers, the Amett brothers. I think it might have been Chris and Michael Amett, just amazing guitarists. And, yeah, but again, even something as that, which would be kind of tame to me. Like, we could even say, Rise Above, which actually made Rolling Stone's list of top 100 greatest heavy metal songs of all time. That one song, is, again, it's a little heavy for some people. It's a little screamy. It's a little hardcore. They might not be used to it. Now, that's considered to be one of their worst albums. It's very mainstream, even though there's a song on there about selling out, which is very ironic, because that's their biggest sellout record. It is a good record. Anthems of Rebellion is not a bad record. It's considered their worst, but in my opinion, it's not terrible. I've heard definite worse records over the years. Some of you guys who may know what I used to do can attest to that. Oh yeah, somehow there's a bug with this guy to where he just goes right into shield bash mode, but the bug will reset itself. It's probably the only way I can beat him is with a cheap bug, I know, right? Alright, so you gotta get that. So some other guy complained about the difficulty, and the dev basically told him to fuck off in the nicest manner. We don't wanna, you know, say anything mean to the dev. He's worked very hard on this game. It would be nice if he could run. Oh, I can hit him with them. I mean, they don't do that much. But I got some. It's like it doesn't even do nothing to him. He's like invincible to those. Maybe that's what upset the guy a little bit. Yeah, see? Hold on. Alright, so you've got to be... That's... Oh my god, he's got another form. What the hell? Oh my god. Wow, that's hard. And this is just the first boss. This is like the Abyss Demon from Dark Souls. But once again, guys, yeah, I was trying to introduce people that listen to maybe normie rock and metal, which is no problem because I like normie rock and metal. I'm gonna let you guys know that now. You can give me the poser card if you want. I did listen to a lot of normie and rock metal on my list today. I enjoy that stuff. There's a Metallica song on that I listen to. Devil's Dance. Yeah, I know that's more their bar rock, but I like it. I think it works. I mean, if you don't take it seriously and you're like, oh, well, they're not trying to be thrash. Well, yeah, they're not trying to be thrash. It's not a thrash album. Load and Reload are not thrash records. I mean, I want people to know that. The Black Record had some thrash moments on it. It was definitely some people's very first experience with thrash metal. But Load and Reload were definitely more hard rock discs, and I'm not going to fucking shame them for it because they were good hard rock discs. They still stand up. They might be a little dad rock to some, but that's fine. I like that kind of stuff. I like a lot of those kind of bands. But I like my crazy death metal and black metal and all this other shit. Like, you really want me to go down a list? Let's look at the 2022. Let's look at this shit. Here we go. Let's check this list out right here. This 2022 records. Death Crush, Under Serpent's Reign, Deathspell Omega, The Long Defeat, Decapitated, Cancel Culture. Cancer Culture. Yeah, it's literally about that. And if you knew the Decapitated case and the Me Too allegations, you'd understand. Demonical. Mass Destroyer, Depressed Mode, I don't think that's... Devil Master, Ecstasies of Never Ending Night, Dream Widow, self-titled, Earth Eater, Infinite Ruin, Engagement, Atrocities, like, just going through, Exercise Cunt, Interplanar Reverse Bukkake, Extreme Decay, Downfall of a God Complex, right? These are probably not all, like, metal, but, I mean, there's a bunch of other things. There's Fozzy in there, of course. Boombox is a pretty good record. Glad and Fold, not all of it's crazy. Guerrilla Warfare, Helms Ali, Harriet, Herovin, Hollow Front, Abyssal, Hylophagia, bunch of different stuff. Bunch of different stuff, guys. Insolvency. Got some Integrity stuff. That's good stuff. Jungle Rot. There you go. Classic death metal right there. Kaf Hakela. Shadow of the Curse. I don't even know. Like, again, it's just a mix of crap. Cranium. Polyphoric Chamber of Human Consumption. Damn. Polymorphic Chamber of Human Consumption. Kralis, of course. A bunch of stuff. Krieg. Like, all this stuff is 2022 stuff I've got to, you know, listen to and go through. Lord Belial. You know, just stuff I've listened to for a long time, right? It doesn't bother me. And you got Manifest. That's religious. Misery Index. You know, Moon Tooth. Like, so many different little bands I've heard over the years. Just different stuff. So this stuff doesn't faze me like it does to some people. Like, that's the difference. I introduced people that are into just regular old, like, that's hard rock, that's cool, that's edgy, to stuff that's like, oh my god, that's crazy. Like, Cattle Decapitation is shit. And I met Cattle Decapitation. They're a cool bunch of guys. Absolutely, I met Cattle Decapitation. Y'all didn't think... I'm not going to hold that story out on you. I remember when me and my friend were asked to be in a festival, right? And he met Cattle, and he's a guitarist. And, of course, him and the guitarist and Cattle, they talked forever about guitars. Like, they were just two regular old people. Like, oh, you're not in some big famous band. Let's just... And you know what was cool? The guy that was the, you know, the guitarist, instead of people just were, you know, he knew that my buddy wasn't going to, like, worship him, right? He wasn't, oh my god, you're... He's like, oh yeah, let's talk shop, man. And that's what the guy wanted to do. He wanted somebody that would talk to him like a regular fucking person. Like, oh yeah, you know, like, what kind of tuning you use, or this is the tuning I do, and this is... You know, just stuff like that. And it's cool, because a dude's like, hey, man, let me go do this thing real quick, and when I get back, we'll talk some more and have some drinks. Like, I really wanted to do that. Like, this is a guy that went and met Enslaved and was talking with Grudel from Enslaved in a bar, you know? He doesn't care. He talks to anybody. I mean, it's really cool. I remember meeting the girls from Sabrosa. That was really cool. Telling the lead singer of Sabrosa, you know, I was like, well, she had this big fucking burger in her mouth. You know, your fucking band is just awesome. Just gonna let you girls know that. You fucking kick ass. And that's what she wanted to hear. That fucking made her feel a lot better, you know. I'm telling you, those girls kick ass. Like, go listen to fucking Sabrosa. Tell me that they don't fucking kick ass. And I saw them live, too. They were amazing. Right before Neurosis played, I saw Sabrosa, and I was like, oh my god, dude. Like, just the amount of energy they had. You don't hear much from them anymore. I guess the girls have gotten a little older, and, you know, maybe they're having kids, being moms, all that kind of stuff. They were rather young when they, you know, first started all this shit. I mean, not young. They were in their 20s. They're, you know, they're getting their 30s and 40s. And sometimes women, you know, they want to kind of settle down and all that kind of thing. And they're from a small little They're not, you know, they're from Ohio, I think. Not Ohio. Idaho, I think they're from. They're from a much... No, I'm sorry, Utah. They're from Utah. So, yeah, there's not a whole hell of a lot, you know, going on Utah. There's not just this... Unless somebody from Utah wants to say, hey, but there is this big music scene in Utah. All right. I'll see you there. That's fine. But, anyway, yeah, it was cool to meet them and Brian Posehn and just all these really cool people, you know, I've respected for a long time. I accidentally ran into Morbid Angel. That was amazing, just seeing those guys. And I was the only one to really see them because they came in, like I said, unannounced. I've told this story before, but they came in unannounced because their flight had picked the wrong... I don't know. There was something wrong with their flight, and they got a chance to just come in and check it out. So they checked it out, and they were cool dudes. Of course, he put out that fucking Ultimus record. Oh my god. Imagine a death metal record, guys. But he's trying to do like these weird opera vocals, right? Like you're listening to a death metal record and it's full death metal. Like it sounds good as far as the music is concerned, right? It sounds like the death metal you kind of expect. But all of a sudden he does these opera, and I'm not talking Nevermore, World Dane kind of vocals. I'm talking about this over, like, it sounds like over singing, which is a problem I've had with American Idol for years. Everybody comes in there and over sings, and that's what I was getting there. And that was an issue for me. I was like, oh, you know, I don't think I can ever listen to this one again. And there was one guy I know, he knows a lot of the labels and bands and everything else, and he said what I said. He said, you know, I like it musically, but when it comes to the vocals, I just can't get around it. And I'm like, okay, man, let me sit down for myself and just give it a listen and see what you're talking about. So I did. I sat down, gave it a listen, and I'm like, well, you know, I don't think I can do this myself either. And this is coming from a man playing in a death metal band, right? So he knows a thing or two about death metal. And yes, Morbid Angel's a legend, and the front man, original front man of Morbid Angel, he's known for a lot of things. But one of them is being the front man of Morbid Angel. So you figure he would, you know, do pretty good on the vocals, but no. Now, I like his Drinking with the Devil song he did, you know, because he did some country music. Yeah, he did some old school outlaw country. It's actually pretty damn decent. But, that ain't cutting it. Like, that didn't cut it for me at all, guys. That was not what I wanted to fucking hear. I mean, as you guys know, I could talk about metal till my eyes fall out. That's just literally how I am. It's just, I love metal. Always have. And a lot of people don't get it and don't understand it. They don't understand it. Like, there was a section in the festival we went to, because it was dedicated to horror and metal, where there was a bunch of, like, crazy fucking movies. Like, I don't know what kind of... There was every kind of crazy grindhouse shit you could imagine in there, right? And there was a place where you could just go in there with some friends or your girlfriend or whatever and go watch metal. And there was a lot of chicks, you know, there are a lot of chicks there in metal. A lot of them. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of that happened. There was... I mean, some of those festivals are crazy, though, because at night you'll have people that camp out there. Like, I mean, literally just get a sleeping bag, and they'll be sleeping in the area, right? Like, you just have to watch them. You don't want to run into this girl. And, of course, you have to make sure, because women do some dumb shit sometimes. Like, okay, are you stumbling around drinking? Are you okay? Like, you see a woman about to hurt herself or do something because she's intoxicated and don't know what's going on. Happens a lot more than y'all think. Some of you guys can probably attest to this outside of a metal festival or concert. But it happens a lot. And the first thing they're going to come to is your damn assistants. They're like, hey, I drank too much and I need some help getting to an area where I'm going to be safe. Because you can't fucking trust some guys, unfortunately, man. It happens. Damn it. You see, I try to get away from him. You know what I wish? Mega Man Dash. Just go in there and hit the dash button and I can dash away from that attack. Would be absolutely awesome. But I did pretty damn well for this low bar. I only had like 4 hits. But it only takes 1 hit from him. Doesn't matter how many I have. And I'm not using that knife because it doesn't do anything. You'd think the guy made out of bone, the knife would cut through it, right? But anyway, yeah, it was an like I said, it was an interesting time. Oh, I got him! Come on. Okay, good. Okay, hold on. I have 1 more hit on him. Yeah, I came close, guys. Man! Yes! Oh! Now I gotta get all the way back over to him. You see how his health bar is? This is a bug in the game. I wish it didn't get... I wish it doesn't get fixed. I hope it doesn't get fixed. Because the dude's too busy, you know, gaming. Because he wants to really take a break after working on this game so hard. It won't get fixed for a while. So... basically what this means, guys, is... if I keep my health up, which I need to, I can basically beat this guy when he's only got Soul Blade as a weapon. It's cheap. But I can't use Cheat Engine on this because I don't want to fuck with the variable that it uses to keep track of health. Because when it's in a... Hold on. Die! Damn skeletons. Let me see if there's something behind here. I think I already looked at this, though. But what is really awful about this is... I can't, No, it's not that one. It's the other one. It's not this one. Never mind, guys. But yeah, anyway, you know, bad things were said and all that. The only thing is that I basically want to keep the drama to a minimum, right? Because everything's been said about me that can be said about me. And I'm sure they're, you know, gonna make up more things. Oh, he said this and did this and said this and did this. And the people that stick by me, you guys are the real ones, right? Because you guys are fucking cool. Like, you understand where I'm coming from. And some people, they just really thrive on drama. That's what they enjoy. Okay, that's how to do it. Okay, that's where the wall meet was. I knew that wall meet was around here somewhere. And you need it because of these little bastards. Tell you the truth, it's... Yeah, you gotta hit them twice. Now, in Castlevania 3, you only had to hit them once. But in this version, you hit them twice. Damn it. I don't need to lose too much more health. It sucks that the statues don't restore your health, but whatever. I still got more life than he does. And if he doesn't use his god-tier move on me, which means I stay out of his way... I don't need that. Alright. He's gonna use it. Got him. Cheaply. Cool. Now, to be fair, he hasn't really worked with 3D stuff that much, so this is all still kind of new to him. He could have probably made the textures a little better in some areas, and maybe he will later, but he's still very new to it. Kind of sucks I didn't get to pick my stage, though. Remember, you used to be able to pick your stage, like you could pick the forest level. Instead of going to the clock tower. Kinda sucks that the illusion of choice is gone. Because, I mean, you'd always end up at Dracula anyway. Damn! Alright, mate. That's pretty cool. I like the synths there. The symphonics. I like it, but I still think that one guitarist did a lot better job of it. I can't remember his name off the bat. But he did an entire Castlevania 3 album a long time ago. I think I still have it. He did an amazing guitar version of, I don't know. I'd have to listen to this piece a little more. I'm sure the soundtrack is available. I think it came out before the game. Don't forget about Dracula Perfect Battle Collection 1 and 2. Konami hired a real metal band to do some Castlevania songs, and they're fucking really great. And one of the guitarists they use is a really renowned guitarist in Japan, because Konami had that kind of money and they liked metal back then. Somebody did some god-tier shit back in the day. Definitely check those records out. They still stand the test of time. People sometimes say I'm an encyclopedia when it comes to this kind of music, and it sometimes I am. I just can't remember everything because of age and brain fog and all that good stuff, but I'm getting to the point where, I mean, I can still recall certain things. There'll be just certain days where I'm like, oh man, why did I think of that? Like, I'll remember somebody's name or an obscure album. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while. What the hell? What's wrong with this? Let's try this. Yeah, there we go. That worked. At least we don't have the problem that plagued the original. Those of you who have played the original Castlevania 3 would say, why isn't Grimm dead? Not a lot of people wanted to know that, but... why Trevor isn't dead is because, well, they decided to kill the whole mechanic that you fall too far down past the line of sight, you die. Well, you don't anymore. The camera actually follows you downwards, so you don't die. Thank you for that, Dev. That's very appreciated. I very much appreciate that. I bet I can use the axe to get up here somehow. It's going to be something I can destroy. Yep. You always think you're not going to make it, and you do. Alright, so for these gentlemen, here you go. Those are cool daggers. Those aren't even knives, those are daggers. They seem to be a little stronger. That's cool. Whoa, Medusa heads! Man, look at all of them. My good night. You're like, you know what would make this better? Medusa heads everywhere, just fucking everywhere. Medusa only had one head. How are there so fucking many of them? Ooh, wall meat. Ugh. So what is he gonna do? Follow me around like an idiot, looks like. Yeah, throw axes. You know, I can throw axes too, but I could do nothing to you because these knives aren't that strong. But what are you doing, Mr. Quasimodo? Just running around like an idiot and throwing axes everywhere. He doesn't have much of a pattern. It doesn't seem to be as difficult as the damn other guy, unless he changes his pattern. No? Might even beat him if he does. Almost! Maybe he'll keep that three. Nope. It didn't do it this time. That's alright. I think I can beat that guy. Like, with a better whip, though. Ow, damn you, Medusa heads. I literally do not need to lose life here. Shit. I mean, having a better save point would be ideal. I think there's... Uh-oh. I got that Medusa bug. There's a Medusa bug in the game where if a Medusa hits you, sometimes it screws up your controls and you can't move. Damn. Yeah, see? My controller's not functioning. That's something I need to fix. See, I can't do nothing. It just completely made my controller... It soft locks the game, so I'm stuck. Anyway, yeah, guys, that's pretty much all I have to talk about. So everything's forgiven on my end as far as me and Sirius are concerned. I apologize for just my outbursts and all that other stuff. But there are some I have to be more wary of, and I mean, that's not everybody. But I do want to make sure that everybody knows, especially the people watching, that... Yeah, a lot of this stuff is, as usual, taken out of proportion. You know, those funny memes that people took to heart. Oh my god. No, it's fucking funny memes that somebody posted, you know, to exaggerate a current situation, or at the time current situation. It's no longer current. And then of course there was the other stuff, which we've talked about in other videos, and that's all been rectified, and everybody's been cool. Now, for the most part, one of my viewers actually said some stuff, and I'll repeat that. He said in one of my videos, I think he said in his comments, he said something to the tune of... It's not way far back here. It was my last little thing. He said... He says... I don't know. Be me. Be new. Hear a story about people LARPing morals. Current year drama is boring. Hear a story about some hoe. 20-year-old drama is boring. Hear a story about three women feeling up someone in the bathroom. Fat girl police drama is boring. Drama is boring. Yo, let me get a PDF of your book. That actually kind of sounds like somebody familiar. But, at any rate, that's what he said. He's like, yeah, this shit is boring. It doesn't matter. It's dumb shit. And no, I'm not giving you a PDF of my books. My books are not coming out until I'm completely frickin' ready to re-release them. And from the writer I talked to, I still need like $1,500 to $1,000 to get a good editor for them. And then maybe I'll do that. So we'll see what happens there. But he pretty much summed it all up. 20-year-old drama's boring. Server drama's boring. All this shit is boring. I hope the metal conversation made up for it. So it wasn't just me talking about, you know, boring drama. Because I could talk about metal for a long fucking time. But, Yeah, nobody wants to hear about all that fucking drama. And that's one reason why I don't want to fucking, like, draw any more attention to it. I've said everything I need to say. I think Sirius, and I forgave Sirius. And, of course, you know, or rather, Sirius has forgiven me, I guess you could say, because I was the asshole at this point. I have to basically, you know, accept that fact that it was me that was tripping and I had beef and there was no beef to be had and it was fucking stupid and that's internet bullshit drama for you. I mean, people love it for some reason, but it'd be nice if there wasn't so much of it. And, you know, on the internet, they always look for somebody to take out. Like, oh, it's this guy now. And, oh, it's that guy. Oh, it's this guy. Oh, it's that guy. You know, so I just happen to be the one that is the current one that they're drama farming or whatever. It is what it is. And again, it's not everybody. Some people are cool. Some people have gotten over it. I'm not going to discuss server drama anymore. It's fucking stupid. I just want to make sure that everything that's been said about me is bullshit. It's crap. I've always said if you're curious about something, just fucking DM me. Send me a message, email me, whatever. Let me know, hey, Grim, I heard about this. What is the situation? I've explained everything. You know, if you're upset about me playing crazy hentai games, which we will be playing Dead Days soon because it's 100% translated, 100% edited. So a lot of people are really anticipating the next clock-up translation. It's been a long time coming. It's not going to be as crazy as Maggot Bates because, of course, nothing is, but it will be clock-up, so it will be a little fucked up. I mean, come on. And we'll be playing that soon, don't worry. And, of course, you know, yeah, there's always going to be crazy fucked-up games. It is what it is. We don't always play crazy fucked-up games. I mean, people can attest to that. We've played a lot of just basic hentai games for the most part. You know, basic hentai, basic AVN. Somewhat not so basic, but, you know, most of it's not been as crazy as that. So we like to have a little bit of crazy every once in a while because, you know, it gets views and people do enjoy it. And I have noticed that it drives up the channel a little bit with subs every once in a while. Oh, this guy's covering this crazy game. Yeah, of course, you know, it takes forever. And with a game like Dead Days, just going to be honest with you, I really can only cover one path of that. Because you know how these Japanese games are. They'll have several paths, and you have to have the true ending. I can't do what I did with Maggot Bates. I have to do more with what I did with Euphoria and only show one particular path or maybe some extra stuff. But I can't do the whole game because the company, they are not cool with that. So we're not going to do that much. But, and it's also a new localization. You know, Maggot Bates had been out for some time when I covered it, so I was able to cover it completely. But this one, I can only cover a little bit of it. So I'm letting you guys know that now. That is to prepare you for getting the game, which you'll only be able to get at Manga Gamer. That's the only place you'll be able to get it. Won't be at Jazz, won't be at GOG, won't be on Steam. It only will be at Manga Gamer. That's an exclusive for them. So you'll have to pick that up there. That's really it. Again, you guys want to know anything, DM me. Send me a DM. Grim, what's this I hear about blank, blank, blank? What's this I hear about blank? You know, tell me. Tell me what you think. Are you worried? Are you, you know, just talk to me. You know, there's nothing going on. No crazy stuff going on. It's people blowing things out of proportion. You know, me and DP have talked about this stuff. We've laughed. You know, it is what it is. And you move on. You just move on past it. You gotta move on past the drama. Sirius said he didn't like a lot of drama. And, you know, when we got in there, we talked about wrestling. We talked about anime. We did have a little debate about it, but that's good, you know. It's good to have a healthy debate every once in a while, you know. Nobody's upset. Everybody's understanding. You know, there's intellectual conversation about different topics. That's good. That's great. That's what I like. I like to, you know, talk about that kind of stuff. Because I can talk about just this kind of, this community, you know, nerd culture, community geek called Red Pill, whatever. All this shit, we could talk about it forever, right? But, you know, I also notice, you know, Sirius said, you know, I'm taking down a lot of my old Red Pill content because he kind of moved out of that. And, I mean, maybe we have as well. I mean, we still do the articles on the certain Red Pill things because, yeah, I do like to bring it to people's attention every now and again. But at the same time, a lot of people kind of just want to move on from that. And I understand them completely. But me, you know, we'll still do the show. We'll still talk about articles and different things that women have done and men and all that. You know, we still do that because people still seem to tune in like that. But we also talk about tech and games and movies and everything else. Technology, conspiracies, all that. We're going to continue that. That's not going to change. It is what it is. I mean, nothing's changing. We're just going into our Arrowgame month, which we're going to have more 2D characters and less 3D characters, and then we'll have more 3D characters and less 2D characters. That's literally how I do it every month. I'm going to kind of continue that from this point forward. So from this point forward, guys, I'll be doing Arrowgay AVN, and that way everybody gets the best of both worlds. I've said this, I want to make it clear. So if you're like, hey, where's all the, you know, Chasing Sunsets or Eternum? Well, that'll be in May. It's going to be April soon, guys. We're heading up into Easter. Let's see. It is, yeah, it's the 31st. So I guess I'm going to have you some anime. Well, I'll have you something I'll have you something to start out waifu, the waifu month or the Arrowgame month. But we still want to bring you, you know, the original AVN. We're not going to stop bringing you the games that we normally play, the Unseaten universe and the stuff I play with DP. We still enjoy that. We may do some more of the Arrowgay type games as well, because, you know, he kind of likes those sometimes, but we both really get into the AVN, so we do want to promote those, but we want to give both countries, I guess you can say, because one's more Western, obviously, and one's more Eastern, and we want to give them both the proper promotion, especially when new games are released, because we do have new games coming out in April for the Arrowgay scene. Matter of fact, I got my hands on one just a couple of days ago. Can't really do it because it's part 3 of a series, and we haven't even really finished the first one. And it is a game, like an actual game, you know, where you have the visual novel scenes, but then you're going on a map or a game board or whatever. So, can't really do that one, but yeah, I'm just letting you know that stuff is coming out. I mean, and as for Dead Days, it still has to go through the beta testing. It hasn't even gone through any beta testing. Just because it's 100% and 100% doesn't mean it hasn't been quality checked yet. And quality checking can take a while. It can take a number of months. It can take a year. It can take a while. Hopefully, it gets done before fall, but I can't promise you that. If we don't have it before fall, we'll find some creepy stuff. Maybe we'll go back. Well, we are going to go back into Gore Screaming Show anyway. Of course, I have no idea what Jast is going to release. They might release that crazy one that that Maya was telling me was like maggot baits as far as some of its scenes. So, I mean, she likes that horror, gore, crazy stuff, too. But not all the time, obviously, you know. And Nino Hikanawa, we probably will go through that a little bit. It's got some crazy scenes and some horror in it. Definitely going to bring you some horror stuff. But when it comes to, like, Japanese erotic horror, it's a lot for some people, right? And that's understandable, because it's erotic horror. A lot of people don't put those two things together. They don't put sex and passion and romance together with, like, horrific, terrifying, you know, that's just something that a lot of people don't put together. And, you know, again, people think, well, if you are into this kind of erotic entertainment, then surely you must pleasure yourself to it or something like that, which is not the case at all. It's, again, like if you are watching a horror film. It's just a little more uncomfortable because it involves sex, which is normally seen as a very sacred and, I mean, can be sacred. Some people would take it over the top and, you know, banging her against the wall and all that shit. But yeah, that's the difference. And some people say, oh yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And it's not for everybody. Just like death metal isn't for everybody. There's so many bands I mentioned that some of you guys haven't even heard of. That I probably haven't even really heard or heard of that much. But there's a few I can come out and say, like, Demonical? Oh, who are they? Like, why do you know about them? I've never heard of them. I thought I listened to all the rock and metal. You know, or even something like Enslaved, which is a very popular band, like in the black metal sphere of things, a progressive black metal sphere of things. I worked with their label. They'd say, "Oh, who is this Enslaved man? I thought I listened to all the heavy shit, man, and this is something I've never heard before, right?" I mean, there's a lot of things like that. Not everybody hears everything. Not everybody gets access to everything, and not everybody can take everything. It's just like, you know, Cannibal Corpse, Hatchet to the Head. Oh, that's horrifying. Or Strip, Raped, and Strangled. Remember that one? They even start that song with a quote. It's a, like, you call the domestic abuse a rape hotline or something. It actually has, like, that message on it before it or something like that. And then it goes into, you know, the song, which I think Chris Barnes is on. But yeah, that's classic fucking crazy over-the-top death metal. Even though the guitarist of Cannibal Corpse did have some skeleton bones in his closet, which he actually made a fucking song about, which is hilarious. A lot of the guys, like George Fisher, they're not into that. God, George Fisher's a fucking geek with a giant Warcraft sword that he paid all kinds of money for, and you know, but yeah, you can get on there and do the Nathan Explosion kind of, which was inspired by George, you know. I always thought they should have had George in there instead of Brendan, but Brendan's a good guy, and he works really hard in that band, Death Clock, and I'm glad that he's, you know, got to explore his metal passion, right? Because he started out making home movies, and home movies was okay, but Death Clock and Metalocalypse is what he really wanted to do, and Cartoon Network gave him the go-ahead. And it was a really great show. And, of course, you can get the full season for $90. That's what I saw. The full season. The full series. $90. The whole thing. Yeah, that's a lot of money for it, right? And I think that's the DVDs, not the Blu-rays. So, yeah. A little pricey. A little pricey on these seasons. A lot of people would say, I'll just, you know, torrent it. Or I'll just watch it on streaming or something like that. Which, fine. Go ahead. It doesn't even have the new movie, which I haven't even watched yet. I haven't watched that new Death Clock movie. I need to, because I'm sure it's good. And, of course, the Death Album 4, which was all right. It was okay. But, again, here I am talking about metal again. Again, like I said, I could talk about metal for the longest time. It's just who I am. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Rants Into the Heavens, when I've got something more to rant about. And the game, of course, is Castlevania Chronicles Dracula. Let's try that one again. Castlevania Chronicles 3, Dracula's Curse. You can get it at, I think there might be a link in the YouTube stream for it, but it's by BMC War Machine. So if you look up BMC War Machine, or just look up Castlevania Chronicles 3 on YouTube or Google, excuse me, or anything, you'll probably find access to it. I've actually told him to, you know, host it on some other sites. He's hosted on Mega, of course. He's hosted it on Google Drive. He's hosting it on MediaFire, I told him, and Pixel Drain. Just a lot of different little sites to kind of, you know, keep the game available for people that want to play it. Because it is a fun little game. He did work on it pretty hard. And even though it has some bugs that need to be worked out, it's still a really fun game. I enjoy it. I think it is better than the first game. And I mean the first Castlevania 3, the original Nintendo version. And it's better than the small remake I played. Because there was a smaller remake that somebody had made rather quickly. It wasn't like this one where they had done the, you know, the full metal soundtrack and all the voice acting and all that kind of stuff that's known for. Only thing I don't like kind of about this is some of the screens, like the game over, it needs like a little, you can see like there's some paint effects, Photoshop effects where you have the words. It's still kind of a little basic. It could have like a little like it could have a border around the letters, like a gold border, something shiny, something to make it look a little more like official. It still feels like a work in progress in some ways, but that's fine because it is a fan game. It is a tribute. It's something he did for fun to let people play the game again, and it's 16-bit, right? And with all kinds of new features and cool stuff like that. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlorn, and I mean it. I am out of here. I'll see you next time when I've got something to rant about.